from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Kenyans vote in presidential election rerun. Thursday's repeat of Kenya's presidential election has been marred by clashes between police and protesters, as well as unopened polling stations and opposition strongholds. The Election Commission head said voting in four counties in the opposition stronghold of Western Kenya would be delayed until Saturday the 28th due to security challenges. President Uhuru Kenyatta cast his ballot and condemned the violence.
There is no reason for anybody to take any violent action against IEBC officials. IEBC officials should be allowed to conduct their duty, and as they conduct their duty, it is the right of a Kenyan in any particular part of our country to either decide to vote or not to vote.
Mule Musau is an Election Day poll watcher.
There are groups which are actually stopping people from participating in the process. Now, that would be a good indication of some harassment, intimidation.
Violence also broke out in Kisumu, where a man was shot and killed during clashes between police and protesters. U.S. defense officials are briefing the Senate Armed Services Committee on Thursday about Islamic State ambush attack in Niger earlier this month that killed four American soldiers. Defense Department officials are in the midst of an investigation of the attack that occurred near the Niger-Mali border and took the lives of the four servicemen, all U.S. Special Forces troops. Even as details remain murky of how the attack unfolded, several key lawmakers have voiced surprise that the U.S. has had about 1,000 troops in the Western African nation and said they are uncertain what the troops' mission is. President Trump said Wednesday he did not specifically authorize the Niger mission. This is